Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
All right, let's fire her up. It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, if you're living with ED or PD, you don't have to. HightowerMens.com. HightowerMens.com. We'll tell you more about them. Jack, how confident are you feeling? I mean, you're young to this mixtape game, so I sense you're scared.
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling better after we went through a few things today. Okay. Changed a few things. I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, so let's go. Let's fire up the new open. I think there's a new open.
All right.
He had to change it for himself. So let's fire that up and let's get the mixtape going on this Friday.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay. So, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
That's great! Yeah, Jack! Jack!
Oh, man. Go ahead. Let's go. What's sound number one?
The moral of the story, kids listening in, apparently, if you are having trouble getting through to the unemployment office, just crush the governor in a public setting, and then maybe you'll get a call back.
Wow.
Kurt.
I think I've fallen into it. I've fallen into so many. It's been Mitch a run gone. Of bad luck.
Mitch is gone. Black cloud's over.
Come on, Nancy.
The curse
relax.
Of Mitch. The curse of Mitch.
The curse of Mitch is over. We're going. Okay. Mitch is in St. Louis. And where are the Cardinals right now? As soon as they sent him the offer letter, they started losing. All right? So here's the deal. Like, we're on the way. All right? Kentucky, y'all don't have to worry about it. Mitch is out of there, too. Y'all are going to be good. Louisville's going to be good. Mitch is gone. The curse is over.
The Reds can't lose, right? I mean,
the Reds are on fire.
Look at Blankenbaker.
I agree with Blank for the most part, but they lost last night.
Bringing them all together. Kentucky and cards.
Louisville receivers coach Gunter Brewer joined the Diener Show earlier this morning and talked about NIL. And talked about the Cardinal receiving corps.
The group shaping up, developing some more depth, and we'll see how.
That's live radio, baby.
Here's what Jody said.
What did Jody say?
Ross McMain's here with Coach Mac.
Okay.
Ross has some sweet shorts on. We'll try and snap a photo.
Oh.
Burn me alive. If I ever say that on the air, burn me alive.
They are scared because they're despite all the bravado, they know they're the behind the eight ball this year in basketball anyway. They know that their roster isn't as good as Kentucky's. It's not. It's not as deep. It's not as talented. It's just not as good. If you add 18 and 10 on top of everything else Kentucky has, they're done. They don't even have a center. They do, but they can't trust either one of them. They know the pooch is screwed if Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky, and they're going to have to sit back with their mediocrity and watch Kentucky basketball be the story along with Gonzaga in 2021, 2022. They know the pooch is screwed if Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky.
Oh,
they
man.
Know the pooch
oh,
is screwed
my God, again.
If Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky.
Give us something
I do
else
think
besides
someone
that.
Filled him in that I was not his biggest fan because, I don't know.
He got him in the Budweiser hot seat.
It was just a little bit awkward the entire time that he was in there. I do believe someone probably was like, hey, pretty sure this guy isn't your biggest fan. I mean, I'm on record saying I'll never vote for him in any election ever again. Still stand by that. But yeah.
But you'll give the kiddos bats hats. You gotta love it.
I'm not trying to be me.
No, that's fine. This country was built off disagreements and still shaking a hand after it.
Don't like the way he's gone about things. But I think
he hates Bashir.
I know that Greg was a little worried about it, but you know, we made it through and it was all good. So,
GG sweating profusely back there. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Greg Gallias sweating the Nick Kern and Bashir going to get into it on live radio at a AAA baseball game?
I can't do
it. It would have been the pinnacle.
That sounds...
I mean, Kern would have been sent to the Yankees to take over John Sterling after that.
What if he's gone?
Yeah. Keep him coming. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. By the way, the goal's off the board. Bonucci nearly saved a nation, but he loses again. And Jason Ants roared with anger so much that his kitty cat went and hid.
Right now, Louisville is, I think, a tournament team, but they're not a very good seeded tournament team. Like, if I was to make a bracketology today, I'd put them at like a 7 or 8. But when you add Marcus Carr to that, it's okay. Now we might be able to get to the second weekend. Maybe now we can start talking about that. When Jerry Palm puts out his bracketology, maybe we're 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there.
I want to give Blank credit here.
I do too. I'm with you.
Holy cow. He and Rummage disagree on that. That's 93.9's dealing with some stuff. Keep them coming.
Have we ratcheted up the pressure on Coach Matt? Does the news of Marcus Carr?
No, but
if we get Marcus Carr, is it Final Four or you got to go?
I'll buy a.
Don't answer that, Steve.
I'll buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
You'd buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
I will do it on this show the day he commits.
If he gets Marcus Carr.
I will get a non-refundable room.
I won't let you do that. I'll make you wait at least till the fifth game.
Enjoy the wild.
Blank scolded him not to do it. Keep him coming.
That's awesome. Put it out there that you want Marcus Carr. This is a big-time player that takes
Who has done that? Grossman?
Nobody.
Has anyone went out and says, I'm demanding it?
I'll do it right now. They need Marcus Carr.
No.
You're an IU fan.
Listen, you attention whore. Not you. Not you, Grossman.
No. Kentucky is going to have a nice basketball season. You know, it seems like this is exactly the type of team that earns the number one spot in the country and makes it to the Elite Eight for John Calipari.
Who's this man?
No, but...
He's a little swipe.
Wait, is that a swipe, the Elite Eight?
Yeah, it's the Elite Eight part of the swipe. He's saying Cal's going to have all the talent and underachieve.
Me and Grossman couldn't... Yeah, but Elite Eight... No, for Kentucky, Elite Eight's not good enough. Yeah,
no, it's not good enough.
No. Okay.
But the Louisville fans, it's everything.
Yeah, okay, thank you for that. Thank you. Keep them coming.
We continue to try to get these Reds players healthy, get them back up to Cincinnati so they can help the Reds. They're in a charge to try to overtake the Brewers and grab first place.
Yeah, I mean, the parent.
They dropped.
Oh, Drew.
Dead air. Processors in the bathroom. Still dead air.
Okay, we're back. Okay, we're there. Process. We have Greg. Is anybody back there? Bueller, are we there? Hello?
Oh, that hurts.
I don't know if we're on the air.
Yeah, you're on. He dropped.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So we are there. So, okay.
Skin's crawling.
Oh, I was like SOS. Like, Process, get out of the bathroom!
Greg Gilliatt.
Gilliatt didn't say anything, which is the way to go.
Yeah.
Just stay silent. Keep them coming.
Back.
Raging Bull tells the real-life story of what troubled boxer?
Jake LaMotta.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, Jake LaMotta.
No idea.
I know this. The movie is... I've seen it, but I don't... Yeah.
Character name, no idea.
Jake LaMotta.
Is that your final
what
answer?
What he said, yes. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Keep him coming. I believe her name is Tiana Trump. Do you know who that is?
Tiana Trump?
Yes.
I have to admit, I don't. Who is Tiana Trump?
Grossman?
I'm guessing someone in the Trump family. I'm going to go Trump's granddaughter.
No, that's just... no. No, no, it's not.
Okay.
It is not.
Okay.
She is a porn star.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter if you want.
Oh, whoa. No. Bah. Yo. Hey. I wasn't expecting that. That, whoa. PJ? What are you doing?
So PJ, well, they're friends. So PJ, what?
Oh, hey. I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be another bikini shot. Woo.
Also a good t-shirt. I thought it was going to be another bikini shot. That is PJ Washington having a porn star holding his child and visiting his home.
His infant son.
And that's it. And then I showed Streeble just a small clip, and he reacted like we needed him to react. All right, I'm going to shut up, play some sound. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Let's go. Glass box around her, and she'll break I can help.
Like the wind. No, you turn my microphone on and you tell everybody what you just told me right now.
Okay, so I was like, I need to get some royalty-free jam.
Okay.
And I previewed it beforehand, and I clicked it past, you know, the ad on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of just went to this part, like the bass drop, and I didn't hear anything about that, like... Not that I'm against it, but
yeah,
hear all that female empowerment like at the beginning. And I was like,
no, listen, I was waiting. I was waiting for the bass to drop.
Was he? Oh, they were on the air there, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
sounds
they were.
Like it.
All right. By the way, I think I found another IG model for you. May
good.
Keep it for next week.
Okay.
Gabrielle, keep them coming.
Gabrielle.
He said Trump's great.
He did.
You said I don't know anything.
It is a great point. Do you know any more Trumps that aren't with Donald Trump?
No.
This is the only one.
That's why I was confused.
This is the only one.
That's why I was confused. I thought it might be like a. Like,
she's holding the baby. PJ Washington walks. He's there,
and he probably took the picture.
His wife's best friend is this porn star.
Yeah,
I want to now. Let's make it James Strebel.
No,
now let's make it. Now let's make it James Strebel.
I would leave. I would just leave the house. Honey, my friend's coming over. My adult film star friend's coming. Well, I'll see you later. Well, I'm thrown for a loop. PJ's living in a different world.
The rugby player was banned for 10 matches.
Oh, yeah.
For putting his finger up the bottom of an opponent.
Jesus, up the bottom? God.
Yes, the butt stuff.
So did he play for Dabo?
No, he does not, as far as I can tell, have any connection to the Clemson football program.
You sure?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, Clemson... You know, they go for the ear holes, the eye holes, the butt holes. They go for everything. Okay, they're going for all the holes. And you know, good that you know. Finally, there's a sports organization that will stand up for the holes of the opponents.
I want that on a t-shirt too.
That.
Finally, there's an organization that will stand up for the holes of the opponent. Keep them coming.
I want butts, and I want them now.
Yeah. I want some butts, and I want them now.
Ear holes, eye holes, and butt holes. That's the Clemson way.
Killing it.
Texter says, I just imagine Drew's neighbor. Honey, there's some man next door yelling about buttholes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah, I don't. 27 points? 26 points.
Oh,
he did
man.
Great. Sorry, I don't know where all that came from.
Man, oh, man. Did just, you have like, to swallow up. That down?
I did.
You had to swallow that down, did you
to.
Not?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, that was a loogie, essentially. Your mouth has to taste disgusting
it
right
does,
now.
But I,
take a drink. Take a drink. Only a Bush Light can. That's the worst right there. Mm. We've all been there, just usually not on AM live radio. Boy, that phlegm.
There we go. Okay.
Oh,
I think I'm okay now, I think.
Oof.
I may have to run the restroom.
Oh,
gets worse.
Strieble dying on the air.
Yeah.
His lap band got messed up. Yeah. Come on, let's finish the story.
Oh, no!
England scored!
No!
Oh, I thought we were doing more.
Wow.
Not you, Sterling.
You're not okay.
I'm not.
I'm looking. What's wrong with you? Do you have more phlegm?
Happening? I think I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I got something caught in my throat.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
He does. He has something caught in his throat.
We're just back from a break.
He does. I don't know what's going on with him. Texter wants to know. Texter, he's limping to the toilet right now. And this is nothing against her. But Katie George reenacted goals last night, and so ESPN put it up all over the place.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I missed that.
And again,
how was the bathroom?
I was fine. I just had a lot of...
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I had like a lot of...
You smoking a heater today?
No, I didn't smoke anything, isn't it?
I think I
had some food.
Still don't look right.
It's stuck. Like, I think I have some food... I'm serious. I think I have some food stuck in my lap band. I'm dead serious.
I think you still haven't recovered from
Grossman. Grossman, hang on. We'll get to you in a second. I need you to write this down. I need for a T-shirt. This is the leader. Okay, I want to write all these down. I'm serious. Okay, write these down. I need your help with this because everything moves too fast when you're hosting. Write this down. I think a little food got caught in my lap band. That's the shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you know... Remember when the Supreme Court said pornography? You know it when you see it.
Right.
Like yesterday, you saw some.
I saw some,
And you reacted.
Yes.
You knew that you saw some. That's this.
Yeah.
I know the shirt... Just that sentence, I think a little food got caught in my lap band.
Yeah.
That's the sports radio I want to do. Around Marcus Carr and Kobe Cobra.
Yeah, the lap band food stuck is in the middle. You're going to laugh. I know that.
Oh, here we go.
I had a little pita bread and hummus.
I love hummus.
Yeah, before I
What's
came over here.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Grossman?
It sounds... I know how it sounds.
Well, you think it sounds girly?
It sounds pretentious. I understand.
Wait, you're doing it again.
I am doing it again. It's really a stuff. I got pita bread stuck in my lap.
What do I do? I hope he's okay.
Did he go to the bathroom again?
Yeah. I'm in tears. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, here's your new IG model.
Oh, let's see.
Gabriella.
Oh, man. No tan lines. That's impressive.
Jack, write it down. No tan lines. That's impressive. No tan lines. That's impressive.
I got to do some more research.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. Jack says,
are we
sure?
Flynn Daddy choked more than Calipari
I'm
in the tournament.
What was that crunch you just
said? No, I cleared my throat. I'm good now. I'm fine. I just had to drink some water, some cold water. I think what set it off was the carbonation of the Busch Light.
Don't blame the Busch Light.
No, I really think that's what it was.
Don't blame the Busch Light.
But I'm good. I'm clean. I'm good.
Oh, God.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. I don't know how we...
You saw the panic in my face. Like, I felt it start building up.
I can't look at him. Grossman, I can't look at him. I knew he wasn't right the first time he came back.
Yeah.
I sit here and I wonder how this brave new world is going to affect Eric Wood. I just don't know because Kenny Payne is not even Kenny Payne.
Man, I wish I could broker this.
Kenny Payne is not even Kenny Payne.
Man, I wish I could broker this.
Mix one in right now. Give me one.
Dope.
Is that dope?
Weed. Grass.
Did you say grass?
Yep.
That's what my grandpa called it.
That one got me.
Can we stop feeling sorry for Eric Wood?
No,
he's
I'm not
the
asking.
Guy that jumped in front of the camera while somebody hit record.
No one's talking about Eric Wood. Nobody. No one. Nobody's Buzz. Talking about Eric Wood. Mix one in right now. Give me another nickname, Grossman.
Hash. Dank.
That's the winner, Dank.
It really is.
I love that video, too, by the way. I think if Louisville has the opportunity to beat Kentucky, that they should play it throughout the arena.
They're not going to do that. They will not be doing that.
You don't think they'll play it throughout the arena?
No, don't think so.
I love that video.
Okay.
Yeah, let them play it this year. I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that. I would support U of L playing that video if they won, as long as when Kentucky won, Mitch got out the Dino Gaudio video. I think.
That's do we have that?
Do that? I don't have a problem with
audio. I think
I would love to have the audio.
I don't know how we beat it.
I want butts and I want them now.
Yeah. I want some butts and I want them now.
Like Kofi Coburn. Like I see Kofi Coburn.
The big Kofi Cockburn, you can never have enough bigs. If the dude can play, like you want him, you bring him in, you insert him, whatever.
Wait, whoa, is that Mike Gandolfo?
Was that Gandolfo?
We have Mike Gandolfo from the Horse Racing Happy Hour. We have him with the Kofi Cockburn and an insert. Let's hear that again, yeah. Grossman.
The big Kofi Cockburn, you can never have enough bigs. If the dude can play, like you want him, you bring him in. You insert him, whatever.
Oh, my. You insert him or whatever. Keep him coming.
Well, Jamie is the favorite.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to bang on Herb.
What?
They're trying to bang on Herb.
At Purvis, at MOP from 86, he's a liar.
I'm such a wuss.
Oh, Dean.
Let's go back to Davion Mitchell.
No, Issel
doesn't Grossman. You know this. Issel doesn't give a damn about these about like the Kentucky basketball team.
He
really doesn't.
No.
I don't think he does. Like, he's like, I'm Dan Issel.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn who you are.
Yeah.
Keep him coming.
I'm better than you.
Let's go back to Davion Mitchell.
Now, that's some sweet music to my ears, Mr. Issel. That was heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. Not much longer would she be mine. What was that song that we played coming into the interview with John? That about put me to sleep.
That was John Denver. I was like, you guys play a lot of John Denver, but it's just that one song. So I'm like, I don't know what else he plays. We'll play this one, and I clicked one.
That was terrible.
You don't listen to the same. Like I do not listen to country music, so I find it very difficult to find bumper music.
First of all, John Denver is not
country music. He's not folk. Country. I know.
Okay. All right.
I think it's going to be hot and sticky as usual.
Not the luminaire.
Not Brad.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
It's delightful.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
Make America great again.
I like the Kentucky Wildcats, but I hate America. I
This is the first time I've gotten to say this, and I've been waiting to pull this one out, and I feel like that now's the time. Us EastEnders got to stay together.
Oh.
God, that felt good. That felt good. Did that feel good? Probably. When you pay what I'm paying to live where I'm living, the acoustics better be good.
Win the week.
That's great.
When you pay what I'm paying to live where I'm living, the acoustics better be good.
And you're right, Robin.
That won the week. Keep them coming. But your ads convinced me you got something better than that.
Whoa. We'll get you hooked up at this bar with all the pretty girls.
That's No, not normally. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But now, if you lose to Missouri second game of the season,
what was that noise?
That's fair. That's fair. This is Louisville.
That's fair.
We need dunkers.
Texter says Marcus is stuck in his era.
This is Louisville.
What, you old bastard. This isn't 90s basketball anymore.
Oh, so the dunk's not important now.
The dunk shot. It's a dunk shot now. We don't even call it a dunk. It's the dunk shot.
I quit.
I need some water, but I'll do my best attempt here.
I need some water.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
Yes, the Muffin Man!
Is that Greer?
I have so many questions, but I'm not going to ask any of them.
Oh, man, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, Nick Saban's wrong. Yeah, Dabo Sweeney's wrong. You know, Lincoln Riley, he's wrong. Let's just go through all the great coaches out there in college that go by the star system. They're all wrong, but Sad's got to figure it out. All the championships he's won, plural. Championships? What? Man! All the championships he's had. And all the stars he's had. All the success in the NFL. I mean, don't you remember the guy that played for App State that's lighting up the NFL right now? And the other guy that played for Louisville 2 years ago that's just, all those guys. All of them. Geniuses. I mean.
Oh, man. Bonus hour next.
I get on James sometimes, right?
Oh,
because
boy.
When James is like, I heard him the other day, he was like, they coddled Chris Mack. I'm like, yeah, James, because we have to talk to Chris Mack. I'm like, John Calipari doesn't know you live on planet Earth. I may get a text from him after the show. Marcus may get a text after the show. Like we have... Marcus had coffee with the guy the other day for breakfast.
I talked to him for breakfast. We didn't technically have coffee, so you got to clean that one up. I talked to him during coffee time.
When Steve Rummage said that John Calipari doesn't know you exist,
yeah,
I'm here to tell you that's false.
John Cal knows me. He knows who I am. Really? Really? And it's not just a handshake. It wasn't just our first meeting?
No one remembers your damn handshake 9 years ago.
So how does Cal know who I am?
I can't tell you that. But a couple different times.
Yeah.
Oh. Some show stuff.
Yeah.
Some topics. Some back and forth.
Yeah.
Cal has been around the James Strebel mess.
So he's
maybe.
In the universe.
Maybe.
He might be in the universe.
He might know who you are.
What? So, okay, two things. One thing, take that, State of Louisville, in your face, Rummage, number one.
State of Louisville.
Number two.
Oh.
I'm sure that he's seen or heard some stuff with me crushing him. I'm sure that's part of the mix here.
No idea.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
But, and I'm okay with that.
I just know that the certainty that John Calipari does not know of your existence, okay, is not true.
That's not true. Good.
That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you any more than that. I don't know more than that.
That's fine.
But the fact that you are, here is what you are. You are... And this is at the lowest realm.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
The lowest rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
You are a warrior being noticed.
Yeah, well, how about that? Now, that did make my day. That made me so happy. You know, there's only a few more things that could happen to this day to just make it perfect. Man. That just, man, first day of Louisville fell on their face and misrepresented Maven and Rummage's conversation, number one. Number two, Rummage, I'm sorry, buddy, but you got proven wrong. You got one up by the King Calipari. He knows who I am. So maybe we don't have conversations and maybe we don't have coffee, but he knows I exist in this universe.
You're not going to do that.
That's never
going
to happen.
No, I'm okay. I'm at peace with that. No.
That's fine.
The next time, you have to kiss the ring.
You have to kiss a ring. Yeah. The other thing is, I'm still not afraid if Captain Pickers be called out. I'm calling him out.
Boy, you are floating right now.
I am floating.
You are in the air.
I am. Good stuff, man. That's great stuff.
Keep them coming. We got some time.
It was garlic something pita bread cracker.
Now.
I know. I'm sorry.
You just vetoed again.
So how does Cal know who I am? I don't want to interrupt that. So what the hell's Pat? So I think.
You lied to Lynn Bowden.
No, it wasn't a lie.
Lynn Bowden's no one's hero. But anyway. That ain't good, man. Anyway.
He wears that shirt all the time.
Anyway.
I had some food. I know how it sounds. I understand.
You're doing it again.
It's really a stuff. I got pita bread stuck in my lap.
Grossman doesn't know what to play at this point.
My God.
It's just a Tourette's of nonsense.
It is.
Texas says, how many Streebles does it take to hold up Dad's Dockers? What a great text.
Just one. Just the wife.
Streebles got a date, so he needs to get out of here. Where are we at, Grossman? How many do we have? I mean, I know it's a lot. Where are we at?
We're at a point now. I mean, we can just do a couple more and then call it.
All right, that's fine. If you're good with that, I'm good with that. Give us a few more here. Bonus hours coming up next. Reds at 7:40. Reminder, it's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. Find out more about how they can help you today. 690-2800 or HightowerMens.com. Keep them coming.
Have the Streebles signed up yet for the camp?
No, we do not have Kellen Strieble yet.
Oh, Scotty. Texas says, how many Streebles does it take to hold up? Texas says, would you allow Katina Powell to hold your baby?
Sure. I don't have any babies right now.
Texas says, does Streeble wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies. Now, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Say that. Yes. There you go. That's it. The pants, the shorts.
It's just
not that. Yeah.
How about a guy firing up a big doobie, like on a third tee? Just, suppose he did that. What would they do?
Bob!
Oh, Grossman, where are we at, buddy? You tell me. He's finding us out.
Wow, right, the leg room here is pretty substantial.
I just love the leftover sound that he has.
He's pulling it out of nowhere.
You talking about a sonata?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Jack, do you have one or two you want to play to end things? What do you want to do
Let's
here?
Let's do two more.
All right, two more, and then we're done. Let's go.
Take that, State of Louisville. In your face, Rummage.
Okay.
The State of Louisville tweet was extremely misleading. They said that Rummage texts with Chris Mack regularly and that Maven had coffee with Chris Mack just the other day. Neither thing's true.
Well, you need so to get you need
start,
to get
start, right off the bat,
and they quoted
that was
it.
False.
They quoted it.
They did quote that.
You need to fire. You need to fire back.
Oh, I'll fire back, and, I'm, and I know they're listening. Back. I know State of Louisville's listening right now. If you listen, and you love me, you love me.
Oh
so
boy,
I know.
Jack. Here we
so
go.
You got
He's
all your
setting
facts.
The bush light down.
Yeah,
here
all
we
your
go.
Facts are wrong.
Oh, here we go.
They're not having coffee with Mac. They're not talking to Mac on a daily basis.
Maven's got to get coffee.
Y'all are acting like they're more plugged in than I am. I get that. That's fine. But y'all acting like them and Mac are just bros all the time. Like, it's just like, hey, the Mac House Barbecue, we're inviting Maven and Rummage. It ain't true. So you need to clean yourself up, State of Louisville. Get your, if you want to come at me, you come correct. You don't come with
that's a t-shirt. That's
with
a t-shirt.
Quotes that are taken out of context. Get your context right, State of Louisville. You took up hours of my day on false pretense. State of Louisville's listening right now. If you listen and you love me, you love me.